now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Well, indeed, where are they at? Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Deck. I'm Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. Good luck with that. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride. Each and every day, we have affiliates all around the country. They get to be ridden as well every now and then. They come away wet and happy. However, here on this hump day edition of the attack, Joey, tell them about all the devices that you can grab the Spano and Black Attack on and, you know, the various different platforms that you can get not only us but the network as well.
Will do, Bob. I mean, there's so many ways that you can take Sports Byline on the go with you, whether it be via our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com, where we have a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, or you can go to on our homepage. You can go to the wealth of archived interviews that we have, and they're separated by genre. There's all that and so much more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app. You can download it to just about any device you can think of, be it Android-based, be it Apple-based, be it Windows-based, or just go to iHeart.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline broadcast network live channel. That's iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing with TuneIn Radio. Again, that coveted app versatility. So whether you have an Android device, an Apple device, or Windows-based device, it doesn't matter. They're all fair game for TuneIn Radio. Or you can just go to their website, TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline broadcast network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Indeed they do. We're very proud of their service and proud to be a part of the AFN.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we will set the table and start knocking things down for a hump day edition of the attack. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. That's why I trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. And with Lowe's Contractor Packs, I can get bulk discounts on the items that I purchase most, helping me save time and money.
Right now, during Pro Bonus Days, pro customers can take 20% off an entire pallet of in-stock roofing shingles. Visit the Pro Desk in store or go to lowesforpros.com for details. Offer valid 6/20 through 6/24. Discount reflected in Contractor Pack pricing, U.S. only.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529 is toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Let's set that dinner table up, Joe. We got a big time buffet of sports to devour here.
We sure do, Bob, and I'll focus most of the way through on really basically the entire two-hour extravaganza for this hump day edition of the Attack is going to be the NBA. Season's now over. Cleveland Cavaliers are the champions of the NBA basketball world. And now we look ahead to the NBA draft on Thursday. We look ahead to free agency. We hear about guys opting in, opting out, and everything else. So our focus is going to be tackling a lot of the news and rumors around the NBA leading up to the NBA draft. And then as we roll at hour one, as we cover a lot of that ground, early on in hour two, 10 after hour number two, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time, we'll continue our talk as it relates to the road to Rio. In this case, it's going to be the road to Tokyo, as we're going to talk to Jordan Windle, 2020 Team USA diving hopeful. We'll talk to him at 10 after hour number two and him being mentored by a current Olympian. So we'll talk about that, his look ahead to Tokyo in 2020 and everything else. That's at 10 after hour number two, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time. And then to take us home, 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Chris Monter, college basketball news and Monter draft news. We'll take our first look and our first real serious preview of the NBA draft, as it's slightly more than 24 hours away. So we will dive into all the latest news and all the latest speculation of who's rising and falling up those draft charts at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time with Chris Monter. But we should dive right in right now, and I guess the place we'll start is some of these rumors, and they're not real strong, but you're starting to hear these whispers that LeBron could actually bolt Cleveland again.
Yeah.
The way this works.
I'll tell you, pal, I when I saw it, I was like, okay, but let me sit down with my cheese calculator and do the math here, because it can only be for financial reasons, although with LeBron, you never know. It maybe he has another place he wants to go live. I was just shaking my head when I started to read the reports yesterday.
Well, all I can say is this. He financial reasons, so you got to realize everything's a lot different than it used to be in the NBA. These megastars, actually nobody signs a long-term deal anymore. It's
right.
All about, with the way the salary cap moves and moves and moves, it's all about two-year deals with a one-year opt-out. Everybody wants to be a free agent every year because they know how much the salary cap's going to go up, and the old max will no longer be the new max. So the team that you're playing for now, despite the collective bargaining agreement allowing that team to be able to give you more years and pay you more money than becoming a free agent, well, that's really a moot point now. So it's not a, you don't have to stay with the team you're at now and the team that owns your bird rights to maximize those dollars at NBA free agency. So all kinds of doors are open to any of these guys. Now, you talked about why would LeBron move, and I think the biggest thing about it is that he's, well, LeBron. You know, he conquered the challenge in Miami. He left Cleveland after getting them to the NBA Finals and not being able to close the door with the worst team in NBA Finals history. He moved on to Miami, orchestrated a big three, the decision, all that stuff, won his two titles in 4 years down there, came back to Cleveland, and now he's accomplished that Herculean task in Cleveland of bringing the city its first major professional sports championship in 52 years and bringing the Cavaliers their first ever NBA title. And if you're LeBron, maybe you're looking for that next challenge. You know, and that's a lot of what fuels him at times is the next challenge. Beyond that, he's a Northern Ohio guy. He's married to his high school sweetheart. He's got the kids. I don't see any other reason to leave Cleveland beyond either wanting to grasp that next challenge and climb that next mountain, as there's no team he's going to be able to go to that's going to have a better roster to contend or a better situation to contend than the Cleveland Cavaliers will have. So if he leaves for one of two reasons. Either there's another challenge in his mind to conquer and some other friends he wants to play with, or because he has that production and marketing company, maybe he goes to L.A. You know, he's got that marketing and production company, LMR. He's been the executive producer of a couple of television shows. He's been, you know, he was in the movie Trainwreck. There's Space Jam 2 starring LeBron. He's involved in commercials. So with that that marketing and production company, maybe he wants to relocate to L.A., and take better advantages of the opportunities that that company could afford him, or he could afford that company by being in L.A. than he could take advantage of in Northern Ohio. So beyond that, those are the only two scenarios I could see, LeBron being LeBron and the production company, because all things being equal, money's as good in Cleveland, if not better than anywhere else, number one. And number two, any place he's going to go, the roster's not going to be as well suited to winning a title as it is right now in Cleveland.
Well, you know, or he could just want to go to another city. Like I said at the beginning, I don't know, Joe. I mean, the L.A. scenario makes the most sense, to be perfectly honest about it, because, you know, you and I are both aware of the production company that he has. And if he's making plans for his post-basketball career and he wants to be a mover and a shaker, he can do it the same way, and I'll draw the parallel to Magic Johnson. I mean, Magic Johnson turned into an entrepreneur who just, you know, had his mark on a lot of different things between his movie theaters and the restaurants and various different things that he got involved in. And LeBron is looking to do it on another level. But if you're going to do movies and or television or something along those lines, it needs to be L.A., or New York if you really want to be a player. There's certain independents that get away with it. You know, Quentin Tarantino is based down in Texas for the most part. And there's, you know, you can get away with a certain aspect of that. But I would think L.A. would be a logical market. Sarcasm here. Maybe you should go to Golden State. They're hurting for a championship. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, they've already got their eyes on a young, multifaceted forward. They've got their eyes on a multifaceted forward that's a few years younger, and we'll get to that as we move along, and I get the wink-wink and the sarcasm. But, you know, it is interesting. Again, for me, you know, when I read these stories, I started putting together, all right, where would be logical places to go if he leaves? Because he is known to have wanderlust. He is known to want to conquer that next great challenge. And again, as we've talked about, with the production company, being in L.A. would make it a whole lot easier. And the production company is quite active. You know, he's the executive producer of a couple of television shows that are running. You know, there's Space Jam 2, which eventually is going to come to pass with him starring in the Michael Jordan role, for lack of a better word. And, you know, we've seen him act. He played himself in much more than a cameo in Trainwreck, the Amy Schumer movie. So, you know, there's a lot on the table, and there are some reasons beyond basketball that he may want to move. And on the other side, let's talk about if he were to move, let's weigh out where he could go. We'll dive into that. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsByLineUSA. More of the Spano and Black Attack right after this very short timeout.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's the matter with you two? Can't you take it?
Yeah, we can take it. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And we're on the phones today. We apologize for that, but we will be remedied. But, Joe, you know, we're talking to some LeBron James, and he was born under a wandering star, and he likes to travel. He likes to have new challenges. There's one caveat in here, though, and maybe part of the big reason that he ended up going back to Cleveland, aside from wanting to win a championship, and that's the fact that his wife loves it there. And if he's going to be kind of a bi-coastal guy, you know, I know Cleveland's in the middle of the country, it would be difficult to keep everybody happy, if you know what I mean. So maybe that prohibits him from moving.
Maybe it does, Bob. I mean, you know, I know they bought the big house in L.A. I know that. They did buy a big house in L.A. because, you know, with that production company and the work that he's doing on the small screen and the big screen, he needs to spend some time out there. And that said, you've accomplished that, you know, almost unheard-of task in Cleveland of actually winning a major professional sports championship. So, you know, you've done what you promised the people of Cleveland. Yes, you loved your coach and Tyronn Lue. You get along very well with your assistant general manager, David Griffin. And you'll cash Dan Gilbert's checks. But there's no love lost there. You know, I mean, we all know how everything went down when he left and in the aftermath of the decision and everything that Dan Gilbert did. So there's never going to be any love lost there. He came back to Cleveland, you know, for his own purposes and to cement in many ways his own legacy. Having done that, you know, if you want to spend the back end of your basketball career and beyond being able to take advantage of some of these other projects, it's a lot easier in L.A. than it is, or for that matter, in New York, than it would be in Cleveland. So maybe there's a reason for that, as well as you said, he's born under that wandering star. He loves to conquer challenges. That said, you know, where might he go? And we'll dive into this a little bit and see what we come up with. You know, could he go to the Lakers? Well, sure, it's in L.A. If you can win a championship with the Lakers or the Celtics, it's always that much better than winning with anybody else because those are those transcendent NBA franchises. That said, they got a lot of work to do in L.A. LeBron's 31, going to be 32 in the not-too-distant future. He doesn't have time to wait for young parts to come together. L.A. is trying to build something. If they bring in LeBron with all the money that they have to blow up the rebuilding project and take all those parts from Cleveland that they can possibly bring west and bring them west. So Luke Walton's not one of his hand-picked coach types. So when you put that together, I don't see him going to L.A. for the Lakers. Maybe he goes to the Clippers, because if they engineer that sign-and-trade deal and Blake Griffin goes back to Cleveland, Cleveland stays a contender in the East, and boy, LeBron, you know, gets that dream of playing with one of his buddies in CP3. You got DeAndre Jordan there. You have J.J. Redick there. They would be an instant contender. He'd still be in L.A., and he'd be able to work on all that non-basketball stuff. So maybe that's a pretty realistic landing spot. The only question there, he's not going to be the general manager like he is in Cleveland. Doc Rivers right. wants control, and Doc Rivers is going to have control. So while I think that's more realistic than L.A. based on the feasibility of it, number one, and number two, if he lands there, how prime a contender they are, I don't think he goes there either. So why don't you weigh in on the possible L.A. destination?
Well, I mean, I completely agree with you as far as the Doc Rivers end of it. You know, look, he's not going to be the GM. Now, will he have sway? Yeah, I'm sure Doc would listen to him if certain things are working and not working. It would be a better landing spot just on the talent level. So if he's looking to continue to try to win and win championships, if you're going to go West Coast, that's the place. I mean, it has to be. But that lack of control, that lack of being the GM, as it were, as you put it, and accurately so, I don't know if he would be willing to accept that. If his ego could accept it, that's pretty obviously the spot. Because the Lakers, it's all well and good to want to bring winning basketball back to L.A., but they're a transitional team right now. They have a brand new head basketball coach. They have a young group of players that some are going to fit, some aren't going to fit. let's not forget they had their own drama there last year. I can't see him going into a Laker uniform and just all of a sudden everything turns around and they're going to win a championship, particularly because of the fact, Joe, and we've talked about it, the competition out West is so steep with the quality of basketball teams that even his impact on that young basketball team, I don't know that would be enough to get them and propel them to the NBA Finals the way he did almost single-handedly, you know, back when he started his career with Cleveland. I don't know that that's doable out West. So the Lakers don't make any sense to me at all. The Clippers, I think more so, but he would have to suppress his ego.
I think you missed the bigger point here with the Lakers. If he goes to the Lakers, he's 31 going on 32. He's not waiting for a young team to develop. Whatever rebuilding plan they had around D'Angelo Russell, Jordan Clarkson, and Julius Randle, that all gets scrapped, and he tries to bring as many of his friends and veteran talents into the Lakers as he possibly can and spend all that salary cap money. So different reasoning, but same result. I don't think the Lakers are a good fit. The Clippers are very feasible. I don't know that it happens. You talked about how crowded it is out West. Even with him in a Clippers uniform, are they far and away the favorite to get back to the NBA Finals out of the West? Heck no. You know, I've heard Miami rumored. That ain't happening. Him and Pat Riley aren't tight. Roster's good in Miami. Not as good as the one he'd be leaving in Cleveland, number one. Number two, while Miami's a cool spot, it doesn't help LMR, the marketing and movie production company. So he ain't going to Miami. You know, for those that like to see him in a Knick uniform, forget about it because they don't have the roster around him to help him win. So I think ultimately when it's said and done, from a basketball standpoint, the best place is Cleveland. That's the best place. I mean, I understand they don't have much roster flexibility, and their roster is going to look an awful lot like it did this past year. The biggest flexibility they will have is perhaps in moving Kevin Love, that easier said than done based on what you can bring back. But I think just from a basketball standpoint, Cleveland's the best fit for him. I think ultimately that's where he stays. I think it's another two-year deal with an opt-out after one so he can go back into the free agent market and get even more money. But I think the next obvious place would be the Clippers. If for some reason he needed to get to L.A. and he wanted out of Cleveland because he knows that when a roster stands still, it goes backwards, the Clippers would be the place to be more than any other suitor. But I think when it's all said and done, he is going to be he's going to sign a two-year deal with a one-year opt-out for a boatload of money with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, I happen to agree with that. But you know something, and you raised an interesting point there. You know, back in the beginning when you were talking about perhaps a sign-and-trade with the Clippers and Blake going to Cleveland. Well, if they send Blake Griffin to Cleveland, that guarantees that Kevin Love will be heading out of town. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's obvious because you have that logjam at power forward, but then they could retool their thing. You know, they could send him to a place like Boston and pick up some pieces. They're not going to get equal star power, but they'd get a cavalcade of role players and draft picks. And I don't know how it would work out for Cleveland, but
Not so good.
With LeBron staying, this roster is pretty inflexible. They're going to spend a bunch of money to bring back J.R. Smith. Matthew Dellavedova is a restricted free agent. So most of the parts will be back. The thing is, they won't be able to make any changes to improve things very much. So they are exactly where they are. And as we've said many times in the NBA, when you stay still, you're moving backwards. So with that said, the only flexibility they're going to have once they get the LeBron situation figured out, and I think he will be back in Cleveland, is they're going to explore the feasibility of trading Kevin Love. And depending on what they can get and what kind of pieces they can fit together, he may be on the move just because it doesn't fit. Kyrie has shown he's figured out how to fit with LeBron, and he is a true superstar emerging. especially when you let LeBron facilitate a lot of the offense and Kyrie play off the ball a little more than half the time. But, you know, I could see Kevin Love moving and then bringing in some other parts if they can find the right fit. Or I could just see them coming back basically status quo and hoping for the best and hoping they're just that much better than everybody else in the East.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, when we were discussing it earlier in the year, I said I wanted to see what the big three could do together. Well, they got themselves a ring. You know, I can certainly see them standing pat. But if somebody dangles, that somebody being Ainge, players and the number three overall, you know, eventually Cleveland's going to have to make some changes. I can see them jumping for that package. Question is, would LeBron go for it?
Well, that's the big question. If he thinks they can be better, he might. And we'll pick this discussion up quickly before we switch gears on the other side. We're Spano and Black. Be sure to keep it where it's at.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. And I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. With pro-focused events that feature special savings opportunities just for pros, getting the best price on the right tools for the job couldn't be easier.
During Lowe's Pro Bonus Days, pros can save $150 on a carry-on utility trailer with gate. Visit the Pro Desk in store or go to lowesforpros.com for details. Valid 620 through 624 and item number 100369. Exclusions apply, not available for sale in some stores, U.S. only.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And we're talking some LeBron James and various different landing spots and whether or not he remains in Cleveland or not and what they can do to make sure that roster stays. Well, they're going to be competitive, but whether or not, as we're fond of saying, standing still doesn't end up moving them backwards.
Yeah, Bob, I mean, I guess when push comes to shove, really for them, get LeBron locked in. Again, the expectation, 2-year deal locked out after one.
bring back J.R. Smith, you know, bring back most of the core. It's about all they can do. You know, they're going to have a mid-level and a biannual exception, but unless you can get somebody to give you a huge discount, they're not, in this day and age, those contracts do not get you anybody that can really make a major impact on your roster. So I think the most likely scenario, because I don't think they can get value that makes it worth it for them, I think they really, you know, when you've got LeBron on your roster, you're not trading for draft picks. So they're not trading Kevin Love because I don't think they can get a package that's going to help them. So I think they stand pat. And depending on movement in the offseason in the East, they'll still be the favorite and perhaps the overwhelming favorite to get back to the NBA Finals. But depending upon the movement out West, they probably will not be the favorite to win the NBA title. But I think LeBron stays. I think Love stays. I think they pretty well stand pat. The guy I could possibly see them moving is maybe an Iman Shumpert, and maybe with some of the with some of your mid-level and your biannual, maybe you can get a guy like a Marvin Williams in there or something along those lines to give them a different look as a stretch four. So I think they're going to pretty well stand pat. I mean, the only move, and the only caveat I'll say before we move on from this, if you could reach out to Atlanta and you can swap Kevin Love for Paul Millsap, you can sell it to Atlanta because, hey, you're actually getting the better player and the probably the true superstar. For us, we're getting a better fit for what we like to do. And I think that move would make sense. Short of that, anything else I've seen thrown around doesn't make any sense for Cleveland. So you probably sit tight and hope for the best, see if you can steal another one before some other teams in the East and a whole bunch of teams in the West pass you and LeBron moves on again.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair assessment. I think during draft day that Ainge is going to dangle some stuff in front of them for Love. I don't know if they'll bite or not, but I could see him going there with the right package. Because don't forget, you know, they've got a couple of guys on that roster that would be good role players in Cleveland, and then if they can get that upper echelon draft pick on top of it, that might work for the Cleveland philosophy. But player for player, Atlanta would be a better fit.
But let me say we move on. We've exhausted LeBron's possible wanderlust, and at the same time talked about what the Cavaliers are going to be able to do as far as reshaping their roster. And I guess the place we should move is Kevin Durant, and as a result, indirectly, the Golden State Warriors. So let's start there. I was reading an article by Frank Isola in the New York Daily News, and he has speculated that Kevin Durant now favors the Warriors over the Thunder as a landing spot after he opts out and hits the free agent market. That said, he's going to be entertaining all of his suitors in L.A. He's going to go to L.A., and all the suitors are going to have to come to him. So the process should be pretty intriguing, as both the Warriors and Thunder have amongst the best four rosters in all of the NBA. Oklahoma City right now with Durant, the Warriors even without Kevin Durant. And if you plug him in for Harrison Barnes, well, boy, you really have something in Golden State. I'd be confident that they'll only eclipse their 73 regular season wins, but they'd be the overwhelming favorite to win an NBA title. And the Warriors and their management have made it clear. They're going to be extremely aggressive, Bob.
Yep. And, you know, it makes sense in a number of ways. However, the thing that we talked about with LeBron James comes into play with Kevin Durant. You can still sign the short-term deal if you're not completely comfortable with going to Golden State and opt out. You know, it the flexibility is there. You're going to get one more year with Russell Westbrook before he hits free agency, and you're able to maybe see what direction he's going in. You know, they're the only team out there, with the exception of Cleveland, and he's not going there, that has a roster that's constituted where you would be making a move that gives you a better chance to win an NBA championship. But with that being said, he enjoys the middle part of the country. I don't know, you know, because he's not a very out front guy as far as he talks about himself all the time and what he likes, what he doesn't like. But all indications are he's comfortable in that smaller city, less of a spotlight kind of environment. I don't know if that comes into play. But look, Joe, everybody likes to be wined and dined. So he's going to go out to the West Coast. He's going to sit there, and he's going to let the suitors come to him. Maybe they go, maybe they don't. It certainly would be a nice fit. And I also think that coming off the fact that Golden State didn't win a championship, that might be a little more lucrative to him, as Isola said in his article. You know, look, if Golden State had gone back-to-back and then Kevin Durant made the decision to go to Oakland and then they don't win a championship, that actually makes him look bad. If they win a championship, yeah, you know, but they did it without him for 2 years anyway, so, you know, he made a difference, but we could have done it without him anyway. This time around, they lose the championship after having the great season. Maybe he could step in and take them back up to that next level. And if he does, he's a hero out in the West Coast.
That's a great point. The reason I think the Warriors are actually a good fit for him, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the perfect storm. Right now, with the team having that extremely team-friendly contract on Steph Curry and some of these other guys being, you know, in very team-friendly contracts, with the salary cap spiking the way it has, the Warriors can bring in Durant without gutting this entire team. You can bring in one of the five best players in the game, and you don't have to strip down your roster, and you'll have a starting five. Now we saw it. Harrison Barnes couldn't be leaned on when the Cavaliers took both Splash Brothers and out of the game, and it was Draymond Green by himself. Harrison Barnes had an awful back of the NBA Finals, and for that matter, the entire NBA Finals. I understand his position versatility and a lot of the things he brings to the Golden State Warriors. Well, here's why KD is such a perfect fit. That position versatility that the Warriors covet in Harrison Barnes, Kevin Durant brings that same positional versatility. Plus, he brings being one of the very best scorers in the entire game, and he gives them an offense that, with the way they move the ball, likely could not be stopped. They'll have the money to pay him. Again, even if he goes to Oakland and he goes to the Warriors, these guys, these NBA players these days, because of the direction of the cap, they don't sign long-term deals. Everybody signs a two-year deal. Well, if you're the creme de la creme, you sign a two-year deal at max money with an opt-out after 1 year. So whether he goes back to Oklahoma City or he goes to Golden State, he's signing a short deal for big dollars with an even shorter time that before he can opt out. So the realities are, if he's going to go to Golden State, he's going to have to do it this year because they're going to have to pay Steph Curry and they're going to have to pay some other pieces, and this is probably going to be their last chance where they can go get a marquee outsider along these lines. I know they're going to go for him hard. It's a very realistic and a very good match. Am I sure it'll happen? No, because he's a very good match in OKC, and they don't need to tweak very much to become the very best team in the Western Conference. So I really think, despite all the other suitors, the Lakers and the Knicks and everybody else, when it's all said and done, it's going to come down to two teams, the Golden State Warriors and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And you ultimately have wanderlust and want to go for quote-unquote greener pastures, or are you convinced the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know? That's ultimately going to be where his decision lies.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's sound logic, but, you know, one other thing that I think comes into play as to whether or not it would be Golden State or Oklahoma City is what that actual relationship is between Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. You know, like I said, they have the separation in the 1 year in the contract. Russell Westbrook has to be sitting there, and if they're truly the friends and brothers that they make themselves out to be, I'm sure they've already had the conversation of, hey, you know, we can get a title here together. It will be our last opportunity to do so. So sign the two-year deal, the 1-1. Let's get the title next year, and then we can both opt out and figure out what the heck we want to do, or we can stick together. you know, they're always preaching that when they sit there in the press conferences after the games and, you know, after the initial turmoil that they had as far as, you know, who was going to play Batman and who was going to play Robin. And they always proclaim themselves to be very close and brothers on the court and brothers off the court and everything else. I wonder whether or not that comes into play and has sway as far as him remaining in OKC. I mean, man, if he went to Golden State, I'd pencil him into the finals right away, barring injury.
I don't know if I'd pencil him in right away. I'd certainly make them the favorites because that West is so good, and I'd be curious to how everybody else moves and what happens. But, boy, they would be lethal. You'd have the Splash Brothers. You'd have that third scorer. Draymond Green doesn't have to score to be effective on the court, and that would be accentuated with that big three. All of a sudden, he's even more of a facilitator, even more of a dirty work guy. And if you decide, okay, we got to make sure we cover all three of those perimeter guys, Draymond Green's going to make you pay. And whoever the center is, whether Bogut's one of those guys you have to move in order to accommodate this or not, they are going to be a lethal, lethal offensive basketball team that will be leaps and bounds better than they were even this year. They would be absolutely lethal. And I think, you know, despite all the talk of the friendship or not friendship between Westbrook and Durant, a lot of times it doesn't come down to dollars because the dollars are going to be the same wherever we go. Right. Because it's all about short contract, big money. It's ultimately going to come down to the best basketball decision for him. That's what this is going to be all about. We may be bros, and we may have these grandiose ideas, but you know what? Hey, I'm about me. I want to do what's best for me. And he may decide that Golden State's best for him. You know, if you added him to that mix, as good as OKC is with him in that mix, I'd be hard-pressed to argue that you'd be hard-pressed to argue that there would be a better spot anywhere than Golden State with him at the small forward position, and those guys like the Splash Brothers and Draymond Green being other options. That would just be a lethal, lethal offensive team that nobody had many answers for.
No, it's very true. And, we'll continue from the other side as we wrap up the hour. But if the reality is they had Golden State on the brink and let them off the hook. You know, it's Westbrook and Durant are talking. There's also a mission there involved saying, hey, we can finish the job next year and we'll be the ones in the finals and we'll be the team winning that championship. It's an interesting dilemma for Kevin Durant.
I don't know that it's a dilemma at all. I think it's a good thing for him. He's got his options, and no matter where he goes, they'll have a real chance to win an NBA title. We wrap up Hour 1 next on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
When they put their heads together, nothing happens.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And we're having a lot of fun with free agency, and it always is fun. And Joe, you know, when I talked about a dilemma, it's a dilemma that everybody would like to have. How many millions of dollars do we sign for, and which great team do we sign with? I mean, you know, but he does have to make the decision. Does he uproot his life as he knows it? Does he go to a team that he's not familiar with? Does he play with teammates that he hasn't been in the locker room with before? All those kind of things. And they do weigh into the thinking of these guys because the money is always there.
Yeah. Especially in these cases where right now in the NBA you're not giving up security or money to move. And it's really about making the best decision for you from a basketball and happiness standpoint. And I think that's huge. And, you know, we talked about Cleveland, and we're going to get this in quick before we jump out for the top of the hour here. We talked about Cleveland. They are the defending NBA champions. But they're kind of locked into where they are. They're not going to be able to make many wholesale changes to that roster. Well, the 73-win Golden State Warriors, who literally were one game away from winning an NBA title in the ultra-competitive NBA, have the ability and flexibility to reshape a roster that set records. So they're in a very enviable position, and they've made it clear that they are going to be aggressive in the offseason. Well, that said, we're going to step away now for the top of the hour. In hour two, we've got a big hour ahead of us, and we'll set the table right at the very top. We're Spano and Black. Don't go too far.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The Senate is expected to pass a Republican-backed bill today that would expand the FBI's secret surveillance powers. It's in response to the mass shooting at an Orlando nightclub. It would broaden the type of telephone and internet records the FBI could request from companies like Verizon without a warrant. The Pentagon says North Korea fired two intermediate-range missiles on Wednesday morning. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero here to explain.
Both missiles were fired within hours of each other and fell into the Sea of Japan. South Korea's military said the second missile flew about 250 miles after the first launch failed. It's not certain if the second launch was considered a success or how the flight ended. After the first launch, Japan said it would protest it because it violated a United Nations resolution. Before the launches, Japan had put its military on alert. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And the Coast Guard searching for a father and his three teenage children whose sailboat went missing off Florida's Gulf Coast. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Arizona Senator Jeff Flake among a bipartisan group of senators pushing for a no-fly, no-buy law to deny the ability of anyone on the government's no-fly list to buy a gun without additional screening.
What you see here is an effort not to have a vote that will simply allow each party to use a cudgel to beat the other party with, but rather to have something that will actually pass.
Flake making those comments yesterday at a news conference on Capitol Hill. Donald Trump due to go on the attack against Hillary Clinton today.
Donald Trump plans to take on Hillary Clinton today in a speech in New York that will discuss the, quote, failed policies and bad judgment of crooked Hillary Clinton. Trump's speech comes a day after Clinton attacked his economic policies during a speech in Ohio.
You might think that because he has spent his life as a businessman, he'd be better prepared to handle the economy. Well, it turns out he's dangerous there, too.
I'm Joe Gomez.
And this is USA Radio News at usaradio.com.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Dangerous weather is coming to the Midwest today. Forecasters say damaging winds, tornadoes, and large hail could hammer the upper Midwest. In the Southwest, the excessive heat warnings will remain in effect across Arizona, Nevada, and Southern California. The city of Cleveland will celebrate a major sports title today, its first in 52 years. A victory parade and rally downtown is going to honor the Cavaliers for winning their first NBA championship. It's the first major sports championship for Cleveland since the Browns won the NFL title in 1964. Twitter debuts a new app for social media stars. We get details from USA Radio's Tammy Rose.
Social media company Twitter has released a new app called Engage that allows a user to only see things that happen to their own account. It's built specifically for people or brands that have a large following. There are three different sections in the app: Engage, Understand, and Post. You could see only your own mentions or only reactions from elite verified users. There's no timeline, but you can access colorful graphs that show your likes, retweets, mentions, and impressions in real time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
And scientists will be watching the sky this morning for space garbage. A cargo ship full of trash from the International Space Station is supposed to plunge to Earth and disintegrate in the atmosphere in about 20 minutes. It's being monitored by researchers because not much is known about how objects break up in the atmosphere. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, okay. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out in the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. And we have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But it really is all about radio on the go. It's about the platform. It's about the modern face of radio as you expand your listening options. And you can go at it. You know, at work, on the job, in the car, no matter where you are, you can get the Spano and Black Attack, and nobody knows more about it than Joe Spano.
Well, Bob, I'm going to rapid fire through a lot of the platforms that you can use to check out the Spano and Black Attack on the go, because we all also have to hit the ground running, so I want to set the table in this segment as well very quickly for Hour 2. You've got our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link and a wealth of archived interviews on our homepage. So that's one medium and one way to check out the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on your devices. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app you can download to just about any device you can think of, whether it be Android, Apple, or Windows-based. There's live content. There's on-demand content from Sports Byline on iHeartRadio. Same deal for TuneIn Radio. Again, that app versatility, on-demand and live content. Also, Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, has on-demand and live content from Sports Byline. And there's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline each and every day, and we thank them all for their service to the greatest country in the world. We do have a big hour, too. We've got a couple of guests, Jordan Windle, 2020 U.S. Olympic team diving hopeful. And at 40 after hour number two, we're going to start diving into the NBA draft. Chris Monter, college basketball news and Monter draft news will join us. And in between, you and me will talk some NBA as well. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. Jordan Windle on the other side. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. That's why I trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. And with Lowe's contractor packs, I can get bulk discounts on the items that I purchase most, helping me save time and money.
Right now, during Pro Bonus Days, pro customers can take 20% off an entire pallet of in-stock roofing shingles. Visit the Pro Desk in store or go to lowsforpros.com for details. Offer valid 6/20 through 6/24. Discount reflected in contractor pack pricing, U.S. only.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, and Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. As we roll along here with the Spano and Black Attack, Joe.
We sure do, Bob, and we're going to get Jordan Window in just a couple of minutes again. A 2020 Tokyo Summer Olympics hopeful in diving, and he was mentored by a current Olympian in diving, David Boudia. And we'll talk to him about that experience, looking at the 2020 and more, in just a couple of minutes when he jumps on the line with us. But I guess we should stay in the NBA. We've talked LeBron. We've talked Kevin Durant. We've talked Warriors. We've talked Cavaliers. I guess the next place to go is the 76ers telling Ben Simmons that he'll be their ticket, number one overall, in the upcoming NBA draft. And we'll get more into this with Chris Monter at 40 after this hour, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you and I have gone back and forth on this. We like the pedigree. We like the talent. We don't know exactly what goes on between the ears. And he can be an exceptional talent, Joe. He has exceptional talent, so let me rephrase. He can be an exceptional impact player in the NBA. But as I'm fond of saying, I wonder many times what happens when the multiple zeros appear on the check. What's going to happen with this kid? He disappeared, as you were fond of talking about, with LSU at many times during the course of the season. It's all there as far as the physical package goes. Whether it translates in the pros remains to be seen. And if you're the 76ers, you look at the body of work on the college level, statistically, point-wise, everything, it's there. But when it came to crunch time, it wasn't there, and that would worry me in a big-time way. I would be looking at Brandon Ingram.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. As far as the ceiling, higher ceiling than anybody in this draft by a wide margin, higher than Brandon Ingram. I like the skills. I don't like the game. And I don't know, you talk about what would happen to him when he got all the zeros. I don't know that there's a character issue here, which is what you seem to imply. I just think it's a style of basketball issue, and there are some guys that don't have that killer instinct and that ability or desire to take over the game and take those big shots in late game situations. I'm not willing to call it a character issue. I'll call it a style of basketball or a killer instinct issue. To me, that overrides everything else. If I was the 76ers, I'd be looking at Brandon Ingram myself, and I said it from Jump Street. If I had the number one overall pick, I'm taking Brandon Ingram because I think he can develop down the line into Kevin Durant. He's young, he's skinny, like Durant when he came into the league, and it took Durant about 2 years to become Kevin Durant. So that's my mindset on all of this. I think there's a lot. There's no locks in this draft. There's no Carl Anthony Towns here in this draft. I think both of these guys have major, major questions. And my concern with Ben Simmons more than anything else, quite simply, is that willingness to be the lead dog. And if I'm drafting number one overall, that's what I want. And I don't know that you get that with Ben Simmons.
Yeah, no, I think it's fair. And I'm not really questioning his character. What I am questioning is, here's a guy that was a bit of a handful for his coach at LSU. There was no question that he was going to jump to the NBA after his first year, and he kind of treated his season like that. So I'm not sure if you know whether or not he is willing mentally or capable mentally of taking over a basketball game and imposing his will, because I don't know how he played last year. I don't know if he played, maybe I'm going to be a little less physical than I would ordinarily be because I don't want to hurt myself and then disrupt my going into the league, perhaps if I get an injury. All the things that go on between the years of a kid when you're that age and you have millions and millions of dollars awaiting you literally in 1 year. I'm not saying that money is going to turn him into a monster, but, you know, we've talked about what goes on in Philadelphia right now anyway, and we talked about it previously with the Washington basketball team when they had a good core of young players. You go into a locker room that is used to losing. You got a bunch of talented guys. They're all kids. They're all making a bunch of money. There's no set philosophy of the organization yet because they've changed upper management, and they're trying to reestablish that. There's no veteran presence in the locker room to kind of keep guys on the straight and narrow. And he showed in college he's not willing to take a basketball game over. Well, when he goes to the pros, if he tries to take a basketball game over, will he get blowback from his teammates? Because there's a lot of talented guys on the 76ers. Maybe they think of themselves as the man. And then if he gets said blowback, how does he respond? Or does he just go on being a stat stuffer, passive player like he was at LSU? It's a lot of question marks to deal with. I think the safer pick, and if you listen to him on the shows and in the interviews and everything else, guy's got his head on screwed right, apparently, is Brandon Ingram. You never know until they get to the pros, but it seems as if he's got his head screwed on, Fred.
Well, I don't think there's any question that the safer pick is Brandon Ingram. I get why. Again, I've said it before. I've been beating this drum since December. So I'm not a Johnny-come-lately to this party, that's for sure. If I had the number one overall pick and I was the 76ers, I'm taking Brandon Ingram because I think Brandon Ingram could become a Kevin Durant-like player. I'm not as high on Ben Simmons as many. I get why the 76ers are doing it. They see the high ceiling. I get it. I don't know that it's the direction that I would go, but I get the choice. I 100% understand why they're going in this direction when you look at the skill set and the ceiling. Now, I guess a way to maybe initially overcome his reticence to take over a basketball game and also help a team that really lacks a point guard. We've seen them trying to trade for a point guard. Pretty much Ben Simmons, he's not a great defender, but he can defend any position on the floor. So it doesn't matter where you play him and who he matches up against on the defensive end. He's got the athleticism and size and length and bulk to defend any position on the floor. So maybe with his skills, instead of treating him as a LeBron-esque type player, you make him more of a Magic Johnson-type player. Mm-hmm. Since you don't have a point guard anyway, you put the ball in his hands all the time and let him facilitate everybody else's offense. Maybe that plays better to his strengths maybe that mitigates a lot of the issues you talked about, where not only has he never shown an inkling, really, in many ways, to take over a game, but his teammates might bristle at him. If you make a Magic Johnson, he facilitates the offense of others. It solves the need for a point guard in Philadelphia, and it plays into the strength of skills of Ben Simmons, and it doesn't accentuate his weaknesses.
I think that's a good point, and I think that would not necessarily be a bad direction to go. Again, you know, we don't know what philosophy the coach has as far as that aspect of it goes, and they are going to try to make moves. There's no question about it. Somebody's going to get moved on draft night, I would imagine, Joe. But I think that's a pretty intriguing thing that you threw out there, because it forces him to accept leadership. You could also crash and burn. You know, he may just not be capable of doing it. But for a team that doesn't win basketball games anyway, I quite frankly, I would have no issue with that. I don't think it would be a bad move at all. And maybe you get the best out of the kid immediately when he comes into the league, and he gives you something that he wasn't capable or willing to do in college. And in the pros, when you're getting paid for it, you really don't have a choice. I think it's a pretty intriguing prospect that you put out there.
I mean, again, Bob, I don't like him all that much either. You know, it wouldn't be my favorite year to have the number one overall pick, but they got it. They're choosing the guy with the highest ceiling. I think they're choosing a guy with a little more risk. But, you know, clearly he's the one that has the potential to be the breakout star. I'm not sure he realizes it because, again, I think you do have a killer. You have to have a killer instinct in this game to be a true star. I'm not sure he has it. I like Brandon Ingram much better, and I think he will end up being Kevin Durant or a Kevin Durant-like player. More of this discussion on the other side. We're Stan on Black. You be sure to keep it like that.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
Well, you should. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Senator Berto out on the West Coast. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. And we are talking about some basketball. It's still the NBA, as well it should be. Draft right around the corner, and we're having fun with it. And Joe was on it early in December. I watched a lot of LSU basketball as well. We were talking about Ben Simmons and the lack of killer instinct thus far in his career. It doesn't mean it can't change, but as of right now, Joe and I are in accord. We would take Brandon Ingram with the number one overall pick on what looks to be a thin draft. Simmons certainly has the bigger upside, and it looks like the 76ers are going to commit to him.
Yeah, and it should be interesting to see how they use him and how they attempt to get the most out of his talent. And, you know, I mean, in many ways, we now know where the top two spots in the draft are. You know, it's going to be Ben Simmons at one, Brandon Ingram at two. Draft starts at three with the Boston Celtics. And, you know, about 10 minutes, Chris Monter from College Basketball News and Monter Draft News will join us, and we'll get some idea on his thoughts on Ben Simmons, his thoughts on Brandon Ingram, where he sees their top side, their bottom, and everything else. And then we got to dive into where do the Celtics go at three? Yeah, in essence, a two-person draft, they hold the third pick. They also hold the key to what an awful lot of other teams do in this upcoming NBA draft. So, you know, we'll dive more into the draft in about 10 minutes. I guess, you know, the other places we need to go in our remaining time are some other news as far as opt-outs or possible trades. There's going to be a lot of guys on this market and a lot of money to be thrown around. I don't know that all of them are great answers for you. And here's a guy who falls into he may or may not be a great answer for you, but Dwight Howard's going to opt out of the last year of his deal and become a free agent. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. Wrong side of 30. He's had injuries and operations on a knee, a shoulder, a back. And I wouldn't give him max money or max length. And in this market, with teams having money to throw around, teams are going to pay him. But if he said he's intent on signing for max money, well, he can't come to work for me. Well, max years or whatever scenario it is that he wants, he can't come to work for me. He is, at this stage of his career, still a very good player, but he's not a superstar. Don't even know that he's an all-star. We can still protect the rim if, you know, things get funneled his way. He's still an efficient scorer on the inside when not asked to do too much of that scoring, limited touches. He's still a very good rebounder. He's still athletic, but he's not a superstar, and I'm not going to break the bank and lock him up for a number of years on that commitment. And there are a lot of teams where he just doesn't fit. There are a handful of teams where he may fit, but at the price that he wants, I don't think he fits anywhere.
Well, and that's it. What are you willing to pay? And he is still viewing himself as a superstar, and he's not. And it was apparent not only this past year but the previous year that he was on the decline, and it happens with big men. All the things you listed about him physically, all the medical things, all the surgeries, plus the guy basically just has a bad attitude no matter where he goes. And some of the teams that they've listed where he would quote-unquote fit, I don't even remotely see it. I mean, to me, and we're referring to the CBSSports.com article. You know, the Brooklyn Nets? Charlotte? Really? I mean, unless you're just thinking that Jefferson's going to be perpetually hurt and would be better off playing power forward with Dwight in the middle, okay, maybe that's a little bit of a fit. The Bulls, okay, if you want to slow your team down to what Thibodeau was playing, but they were looking to play high tempo, and, you know, I don't see a fit there. The only thing on that list, Joe, that I see really, and he would have to accept a lot less money, is the Pelicans. And that's because, you know, Sheik has been a perpetual disappointment. I think if Howard has a little bit left for the next couple of years, being a protector next to Anthony Davis would be something that I can see that fit, but there's not much out there, and certainly not at the money he's asking for. It's he's not a max money player. Period. Case closed.
I mean, we both agree there. I think another spot that was mentioned in that CBSSports.com article that you had alluded to, I think he's a good fit for the Mavs, but it's got to be at the right price. Again, it's all about the right price. You know, for the price he wants, as far as I'm concerned, he can stay home. But you put him next to Dirk, who needs somebody to protect the rim. He's friendly with Chandler Parsons at the right price for the right number of years. The Mavs are a good fit. I get Charlotte. You know, with the way Steve Clifford coaches defense, you know, you need a rim protector. They've gotten away without one. He would certainly help there. The problem is what he's going to cost you and the fact that some of your real good perimeter shooters are free agents. So I don't know that they're the answer. I get why they said the Nets. You know, the Nets are a kind of an anomaly in that there's, unlike most teams where, you know, you either want to be horrible or you want to be a true contender. The Nets can be mediocre, or they can strive towards respectability for one reason and one reason only. They don't control any of their draft picks. So what's the difference? You know, their rebuilding project is shot anyway. And the only commodity they have that may be remotely worth trading to get something back would be Brook Lopez. So maybe you bring in Dwight. Forget the idea of playing the two of them together. I mean, you'd have the slowest, and most lumbering front court in the entire league. And in this league where everybody's going smaller and not bigger, that certainly wouldn't work. You know, it's not an Oklahoma City incredibly athletic long front court. This is a lot more lumbering front court. Neither of those guys can go out and defend the pick and roll.
Right.
That said, if you do bring in Dwight Howard, really giving away his money. Who cares? You know, you don't control your own draft picks anyway. Maybe here's a way that you can trade the one tradable commodity that you have and recover draft picks and get back some of that ability to rebuild with youth, because the realities are, the way you're set up now, by the time you could remotely be any good, Brook Lopez is going to be on the wrong side of it. So hanging on to him doesn't benefit you. So I get why the Nets, for those reasons. The Nets and the Mavs are the two for me. The Pelicans, you like. I don't know that I'm as intrigued with that one. I get the idea. But I like the Mavs and the Nets the most for the reasons that I just detailed.
Yeah, no, I get that aspect of it. I'm not as in love with the scenario that you described with the Nets because, excuse me, some of the guys that they had rolled the dice on in the draft, you know, McCullough and they signed a kid out of the NBDL, and he looks like he's the real deal as well. They actually have some decent young players. I think they have to convince somebody to sign with them and take money. I just don't like the idea of moving Lopez now that he's proven he can actually stay healthy. I mean, he's a big-time center in a position that it's hard to get talent. Mavericks, I get, and I excluded them from the list, and I should have included them. But, you know, part of the thing about Dwight, too, and people, is he still playing good defense? Yeah, sometimes, as you said, he cannot defend on the pick and roll at all. And even when he's down in the low post, I mean, physically, he knows how to position himself, but his feet and his legs and his back, he does not move anywhere near as quickly as he used to. And a lot of what he does in the low post is more rep at this point than reality. I watched a lot of Houston basketball last year, and granted, they weren't emphasizing defense down in Houston, but he got exposed a lot of times for his inability to move across the lane when he needed to, and better athletic basketball players in the pivot were able to exploit that. So, you know, again, we're splitting hairs here because neither one of us thinks he he's a max money player at this point. He's going to be one of those guys, Joe, and we see it happen. I think it's going to be real difficult for him to find a suitor that's willing to pay him what he thinks he's worth.
I'm inclined to agree. Although there really is one dumb team out there that overpays, and he proves us all wrong. I do want to swing back to this next thing, and I'll tell you why it has so much intrigue. You know, you talk about these couple of guys. I mean, they're not even close to being respectable, Bob. They're not even close to being mediocre. And their poor play and their bottom seeding doesn't even help them because they don't control their draft picks until 2018. So by that time, Brook Lopez is going to be 30, 31 years old. You'll be talking about him being on the decline. So there's no benefit to hanging on to him. Trade him, plug in another guy. Maybe you can grow some of these guys, but at least you'll get some picks to recoup, and maybe you could be good 2 or 3 years down the road by the time Dwight's out the door and by the time Brook would be old if you had kept him. So that's how I look at it. It's no indictment on Brook Lopez. It's an indictment on the process and where the Nets are stuck right now. By the time they could remotely be any good, he's going to be too old to matter.
No, I mean, look, I get your perspective. I do. You know, but I look at some of the guys and how they were playing at the end of the year. You know, Sean Kilpatrick had a very, very nice year. He's a shooter. He belongs in the NBA. Chris McCullough, they're looking for big things out of this kid now that he's coming back off the knee injury. You know, they've got a couple of young guys. I get your point. Ultimately, they're probably a few years away. But, again, if they have a little bit of money to play with, when you have a starting center of the quality of Lopez, that's not a bad place to start. If they could get one of these free agents to come in, who knows?
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. And I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. With pro-focused events that feature special savings opportunities just for pros, getting the best price on the right tools for the job couldn't be easier.
During Lowe's Pro Bonus Days, pros can save $150 on a carry-on utility trailer with gate. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or go to lowesforpros.com for details. Valid 6/23/624 and item number 100369. Exclusions apply, not available for sale in some stores, U.S. only.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, and we're talking NBA as well. We should be, my friend. Draft right around the corner, yes?
Yes, it is, Bob. Draft is right around the corner. And, you know, we've talked about a lot of things. We talked about Dwight Howard opting out. Draft is right around the corner. Free agency's right around the corner. There's so much going on. The NBA, like the NFL, has now become a 12-month-a-year league.
Sure has. Sure has. Now, you mentioned another marginal free agent that you wanted to talk about.
Did I? Okay, well, we're talking about Greg Monroe. He's not a free agent. He's actually on the block as far as a trade. You know, he just was one of the marquee free agents of last year's free agent crop, and after it really didn't work out very well in Milwaukee for a number of reasons, the Bucks have him on the block. And in today's NBA, what he's owed is extremely, extremely manageable. $17.1 million for next season, $17.8 million for a player option in 17-18. Again, it's not crazy money, which is not crazy money for today's NBA. You know, here's a skilled interior offensive player. Rebounds well, face-up player, can post a little bit. He's an interior passer. He's just a lousy defender on both the inside, and he can't play the pick and roll, and he's not going to run out and switch. He's not necessarily a great fit in today's world of athletic, multidimensional bigs, but he's an old-school 4/5 that can certainly function on the interior and will be a fit for somebody somewhere.
Well, you know, that's the interesting point, and you said it right there at the end. Is he a 4? Is he a 5? Is he a hybrid? I like him at the 4, but he and Drummond basically operated in the same playing field in the little area down in the post, and it didn't work. If you could get him on a team where he could operate down low a little bit more offensively, I think it would be much more effective than what Milwaukee was trying to do, where it was trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. I couldn't agree with him more on the defense. I still think he's a skilled player all in all and would be a good fit on the right team. I just don't think that fit is in Milwaukee. I didn't like the signing at the time, and I said so, and I understand completely why they're looking to move him at this point in time.
It's funny. The Milwaukee situation, they soured. They had that big year, not this past season, but the season before. They showed the progress under Jason Kidd, made it to the playoffs. And it all fell apart last year. Kidd missed a chunk of the year with his issues, his injury and issues. And this group just didn't progress the way that they all hoped it would. Now, I don't know if I'd necessarily be abandoning the original plan, because sometimes in this league, after you take one of those shocking steps forward, you sometimes take a step back. I don't know why the Bucks are so quick to quit on Greg Monroe.
Well, I think part of it is he's not a true center. I think he's more a fit of the power forward. And when you look at the Greek Freak and the other guys who are on the court at the same time with him, they want to run. And in a way, and nobody's going to ever confuse him with for being a superstar, but a guy like Miles Plumlee, who can get up and down the court and run with the guys who are on the court, I think is actually a better fit, not talent-wise, but a better fit as far as athletically what he's able to do, getting up and down and running with those guys, than Greg Monroe is. And I understand why they're feeling this way about Monroe. I don't think he's a bad player. I just think he's a bad fit. And I think they're going to have to decide which philosophy they want to go with, because the superstar in waiting is Antetokounmpo and not Greg Monroe. So if you're going to have the athletic guy leading your team going forward in today's NBA, getting up and down the court, Monroe is just not a good fit on that basketball team.
That's fair. You've got to wonder where he does fit.
Yeah.
I don't know where he does fit in today's NBA because, again, he can't defend stretch fours. He doesn't have an outside shot to stretch the floor himself. He's an old guard interior player. And in today's NBA, these guys, they lack. In today's NBA, these old guard fours/fives, they're a bad fit a lot of times, and they can be exploited on both ends of the floor. So I don't know where Greg Monroe fits, but he's going to fit somewhere. And at that very manageable dollar amount for today's NBA, why not?
Yeah.
There's going to be somebody out there that makes a move for him, as long as they don't have to pay too much in giving, as far as what they give in return to the Milwaukee Bucks, who literally look like they want to dump the salary.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair assessment. But there's only a couple of teams left where he fits in on that kind of level. Could he end up going to a Memphis? With the injury to Gasol and Zach getting a little long in the tooth, that'd be a pretty nice three-man rotation up there as far as big lumbering guys, but talented guys who could get it done by playing a little bit slower ball. They're not completely slow. They get up and down the court, but that wouldn't be a bad fit for him. I just don't know, what they have to offer and how they could work it out financially.
Very fair. Hard to disagree with you there. Let's swing back to the draft. This has been one of those strange days today here on the attack. We're dealing with technical difficulties. I don't know who's getting what and what's going on. So a lot of our guests must have had some kind of issue, as we don't seem to have any of them. So we'll deal with that and we'll get that adjusted. Sometimes when you're dealing with these technical issues, I don't know what's going on, and I apologize to our audience. But usually when we say we're going to have a guest, we have a guest. We don't get no show that often, and have two on the same day like this is really rather unusual, and I'm not really going to have much time after this to get to the bottom of it, so I'm sure it'll sort itself out. Hopefully the technical issues will get addressed, and we can give you full-strength, full-fidelity editions of the attack the rest of the week. But those are the major guys really on the move and on the opt-outs and in free agency and in trades. I guess really all that's left is really, and we should probably swing back to the draft a little bit, as that's where we're going to go in this segment. We've already talked about 1 and 2, and I mentioned that in many ways this draft really starts at number 3 with the Boston Celtics. And just to show you how little value there is in that pick, the Celtics have tried their mightiest to trade that pick. They're trying to get some real star power on that roster, which is something that they desperately need. And they have struck out in many, many times in an effort in getting that star. They can't trade the pick. It looks like they're going to have to keep it. They'll be going right up until the draft, and even after the draft, they may pick for somebody else in the draft and then ultimately trade that pick. But that's really where the draft starts. Assuming the Celtics stay on the clock and end up picking for themselves, you got to wonder where they're going to go. Do they go point guard with the guards they have already in place in Chris Dunn? Do they go for the European player in Bender, who is a Porzingis/Nowitzki-lite that has a lot longer way to go in his development? Do they go in another direction? I think the Celtics, in many ways, hold the key to this NBA draft and how it's all going to shake out.
There's no question about it. And it there could still be movement. I you know, these guys hold their cards very close to the vest, and it could be one of those situations where, you know, who knows, maybe they're just playing possum, as it were, as far as the value of the draft pick. But on surface, on that aspect of it, it looks like a two-person draft. But, Joe, I mean, you and I watch a lot of college basketball. There are some quality players in this draft that are going to help basketball teams, whether it's Chris Dunn, whether it's Jamal Murray, a guy who can flat-out shoot. You know, I mean, the guy shot 40% from three-point range in his one season in Kentucky. Boston needs shooting. They need some outside shooting, as well as the inside presence in the center position, but they need outside shooting to help take some of the pressure off of Isaiah Thomas. And look, there's some guys there. Buddy Hield could fall into that category. You mentioned Chris Dunn, more of a point guard, but he can shoot. But, you know, there's guys. I've seen Marquise Chris up there in the three slot. Now I've seen him in the 7 and the 8 and the 10 slot. It's a very funky draft, but there is talent behind those first two picks. It's just a question, I think, of how it's going to fit on your particular basketball team. And as we always talk about, you always get surprised by somebody who evolves into a great player, even though they weren't perceived that way coming out of college. So I think you're right. Celtics hold the keys to the car, as it were. Whether or not they're able to get somebody to turn it and drive off with the four wheels remains to be seen. But, you know, they're sure as heck trying, and we'll see how it plays out on Thursday night.
I think that's a fair. So I'll give you a couple of teams that I'm looking at that are good teams. They're in the lottery due to fortunate circumstances, and I think there's really a chance for them to help themselves. We've talked about, you know, Boston before. And if you look at Toronto, they're in a great spot to help themselves. Now, they've got some things that they have to deal with in free agency. But one of the things you know they're going to lose is they're going to lose one of their centers. They're going to lose their backup center in Bismack Biyombo. You just can't afford to pay a guy who's going to play 20 minutes a night that kind of money.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, they have a glaring hole at power forward.
Right.
Patrick Patterson is a very good reserve power forward. If you got to start him, you're coming up a little bit short, but you like what he does off the bench in a limited role. You know, Louis Scola is done, and they need a real versatile four to go with the rest of this roster. And I think at number nine, they got a chance to land a couple of guys that can give them position versatility as backup centers, and going forward can also be something special as versatile power forward options in Jakob Poeltl and Henry Ellenson from Marquette. And I really like those two, and I think Toronto really can help themselves a lot in this draft and fill a key hole.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair, and they might be able to do it without having to position them or move their position, because there's three guys that fall into that category, and Labissiere is one of them too, out of Kentucky. I mean, he's raw, but he certainly has skills.
Absolutely right about that, and that's going to be the nice thing for them. They'll be able to sit tight, and they'll get somebody at nine that likely will help them immediately, and again, as they continue to try and close the gap between them and the Cleveland Cavaliers. We'll tie a bow around this Hump Day edition of The Attack. We're Spat on Black. Keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. And again, want to apologize for the technical difficulties that happen sometimes. Networks in San Francisco, Joe and I are in New York, and sometimes these things break down. Not often, but it does happen, and we hope to have a full fidelity edition of the Attack tomorrow. By the way, Copa, well, you know, you get to the semifinals, and I guess it's okay, but Argentina blows out the USA 4-0. It wasn't even that close. I mean, they dominated. It was systematic. It was destruction. It was really off the hook. Ridiculous how easily Argentina toyed with the United States. But again, you try to get to that elite level on the international level, and you know, we're still a generation away. They've got to identify. They've got to get past where rich parents provide the players to the traveling teams, and that's where the pool of talent is. You know, some guy that's playing on a lousy playground somewhere might end up being the best soccer player in U.S. history, but they haven't found them yet. And that's the issue. The elite teams, they always have one or more elite players. We've had very, very good players, but not that guy that has stepped up yet. And starting Chris Wondolowski in place of Bobby Wood, sorry, Jurgen, you made a big mistake there. It's some 33-year-old journeyman, which is exactly what he is, isn't going to be able to get it done on the international level. But they had a good tournament. They finished it up on a lousy note. They do play a couple days from now in the third place. You know, if it's worth talking about, we'll get to it eventually. But reality is that U.S. men's team is just a little bit below the elite in the world. But they had a pretty good representation this time around. Just wish they would have played better yesterday. Nobody expected them to win, but nobody expected a 4-0 blowout either. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. Thanks to Robert for making sure it stayed on the air. Certainly not the easiest of tasks today. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.